Institute, not politics, now Somkit's focus. Unlike many members of the so-called 111 group, whose 5-year ban from politics expired about 2 months ago, Thaksin Shinawatra's former economic czar, Somkit Chattopadhyay, has decided not to return to government. Instead, he persuaded a group of corporations and respected academics to form an academic institute called the Thailand Future Study Institute. The intention of the institute is to analyze issues and policies to benefit the public. We should accept that our private sector is very strong and the country's economy has been driven by the private sector, Mr. Somkit said. Many of them are also very responsible towards the public. They have launched corporate social responsibility programs to help people. However, instead of doing this individually, why don't they pool resources to achieve greater results? The idea to form the institute was sparked by Prawat Wasi, a senior citizen, during a recent conversation. Mr. Somkit, who is respected in business circles, embraced the idea and persuaded a group of private business corporations and academics to work together to push the country forward. The business corporations, including Mitpon Group, True Corporation, the Central Group, Saha Union, Bangkok Bank, and Thai Union Frozen Products PLC, have contributed 30 million baht to form the Thailand Future Foundation, which runs the institute. Mr. Somkit chairs the institute's board, which comprises prominent economists such as former Finance Minister Thanong Bidya and former Central Bank Governor Chayawat Vibhunswati. Sethapput Suttiwat Naruput serves as the executive chairman and Nitinai Sirisamatakon as its president. The institute will study and analyze the government's key policies, but without taking a stand. We will not criticize those policies. We will study them in a broader perspective and point out their pros and cons, and the weaknesses that need to be addressed, Mr. Somkit said. He said he does not want the institute to be interpreted as a platform for him to re-enter politics. This is purely an academic institute with nothing to do with politics, he said. For me, I've had enough. The institute will be a source of information and funding for academics. If they want to research and study issues which will benefit the public and the country, the institute will provide funds to them, he said. The institute also will act as an agency or bridge between private business firms and innovators. He said Thailand should put more money into research and development activities. If our technology is behind other countries, say 10 years, it may take us generations to catch up with them. So, in my point of view, we must be serious about research and development. The institute will be officially launched tomorrow at the Thailand Future Forum. The key topic of the forum will be Thailand at the Crossroads. A panel will discuss the theme, What Are the Big Decisions That Will Shape Our Future? Panelists will include Mr. Thanong, Isara Wongkusonkit, Chairman of Mitpong Group, Supachai Chiravanont, CEO of True Corporation, Dot Chirativat, CEO of the Central Retail Corporation, and Tirupong Chansiri, CEO of Thai Union Frozen Products PLC, while Uttama Sawanayon will act as moderator. Dr. Chayawat will be the keynote speaker on what Thailand really needs, while Dr. Prawat will be the post-panel speaker on social enterprises. Mr. Somkit's address will conclude the forum.